Okay, let's start. I show you some slides first and then we go to Skovs and Sisu. And my name is Marianne Laapio and I'm from Digital Services. And we have given this Skovs Sisu workshop sessions to units and we decided to arrange English version of it separately. So this is the first time this year we are giving this, and the second session is in August if you want to join that. But first about the system set and teachers system set this year. Or next academic year. The study guide is in studyguide.jyu.fi, but now we mainly focus on Skovs and Sisu environments. So in Skovs, there is the curriculum level information about courses, course units, and things like that. The administrative personnel is doing the year and resource planning in Govs, and also the realization, so course detail editing happens in Govs. All room and equipment reservation is also made in Govs. So students are only in Sisu, so there are students' study plans and tutoring happens there, registrations and administration. The enrollments is Sisu, grading happens in Sisu, and also applying for evaluation and degrees is in Sisu. So teaching schedules is also there. But mainly the information teachers are responsible. So the basic information about the courses and the room reservations and things like that, they are edited or they are set in Govs, and then it's automatically transferred to Sisu, in order that the students can see the also the information. So all editing happens mainly in Govs. Only the registration settings and grading happens in Sisu. From Sisu, you can create learning environments, Moodle, Koppa. Also, Tim is one possibility. And in Moodle and Koppa, there is this Turnitin plagiarism detection. Exam is possible. It's possible to use e-exam for the exams, and the results or grades can be also transferred to Sisu. Via a file. So it's not connected directly to Sisu, but you can also transfer easily, quite easily, the results from e-exam to Sisu. From Moodle, you can send also the grades back to Sisu if the Moodle course is created from Sisu. Webroball is the feedback questionnaire system. And mailing lists are still next academic year in Korppi. That's the only thing, or open university studies are still also in Korppi, but university teachers, the only thing that you must visit in Korppi is the mailing lists. You can create the mailing list from Sisu, but you have to finish it in Korppi. So in these slides, this is the process of the course and realization making, but I don't look it now because we focus on Kovs and Sisu. Let's look again what teachers do in Kovs and what they do in Sisu. So in Kovs, there are the basic information of realizations. This is the Sisu language. So realization is the course. And so basic information, descriptions, timing, and teachers, they are set in Kovs to all realizations. All room and equipment reservations are in Kovs. And teacher can also add more study groups and change the size of the study group and so on. So it happens also in Kovs. And this information is automatically sent to Sisu when the realization is published in Sisu. So edit this information always in Kovs. And in Sisu, we have, you can change the total number of registrations, for example, during the enrollment period. In Sisu, you set up all the enrollment details, dates, late enrollment dates, basic requirements if needed, and prioritization criteria if needed. So then the learning environment, they are created to Moodle, Koppa and Tim from Sisu, and also the mailing lists. Then the grading evaluation and the grade verification, so sending the grades to register, happens in Sisu. So students are only using Sisu, and there are a few actions that teacher also do in Kovs or can do, not necessarily in every unit. Teacher do much in Kovs, but anyway, it's possible also for teacher to edit the information. Then a few words about the roles in Sisu and Kovs, so the realizations. There are administrative persons which are in Kovs and Sisu, but they are not shown to students. Every realization must have at least one responsible teacher. So if there are several teachers in that course, everyone can be also responsible teacher role. So the main difference between teacher role and responsible teacher role is that responsible teacher can administer the enrollments and can verify the grades to the register. So if you need to do these actions in your realization, you should be responsible teacher role. So teacher role has smaller rights. They can give grades to Sisu, but they cannot verify those to register. And they don't have any rights to administer the enrollments. You can add also contact person to the realization if needed. So these roles are given by administrative personnel. So teacher can't give teacher writes or a responsible teacher writes to him or herself. Then if I first show the slides and then we go, I will show also in GOVS how these actions are working in there. There are some translations in GOVS missing still, but the main titles are translated also in English. But GOVS can be found from govs.jyu.fi. And if you enter the front page and the teacher and teaching is going on, so in this front page there are the list of ongoing realizations. But now we are preparing next academic year's realizations, so we have to go from realizations page first, and then here on the left side there is my future realizations. In that page there should be all the courses you have, though you have been marked as a teacher or responsible teacher. So realizations and my future realizations. So then the list of courses you have been or you have been added to as a teacher should be here in the middle. If you click the name of some realization, some course, you will end up to this kind of page. So this is the page you have to check carefully, this information, this basic information of realization. So teacher is responsible of this basic information of realization. So this is the information for the next academic year's course information, realization information. There are already information, curriculum level information in the course unit information page. So if you don't remember what's said in the curriculum level, check the course unit information first. And then you can add more precise information about next year's course to basic information of realization page. So just click edit and you can edit the information. Let's look more detail later on. But anyway, in the basic information page, there's this teaching section. In every field, it's said that is it transferred to SISU or not? So only in those fields, which is shown that transfers to SISU, you can add the information. For example, modes of study, study material, and things like that. Now perhaps we go now to the GOVS. So this is a test GOVS. It might be a bit different than the real GOVS. But anyway, this is the front page and your own next year's courses realizations can be found. Realizations over here. And then my future realizations. So if the course is not shown here, my future realizations, take contact to your administrative personnel, your units administrative personnel. So you haven't been added as a teacher then if you can't see the realization. And I have now one physics course over here. Just click the title and you will end up to basic information of realization page. So here in the first tab, there's this curriculum level information. So course unit information, but you cannot edit that, only the basic information of realization. So here under is the fields you have to edit or fill if needed. So there might be some texts copied from the previous year or this academic year, but you can edit if it's not relevant. But anyway, here, edit. And then here in the beginning, these codes, do not remove them because the administrative personnel have added them when they have planned the schedule. So there are these planning groups and separate study module which this course is belonging to. So do not touch these. You can change the group size if needed, but anyway, this teaching section and these information are what you should add concerning to your next year's course. And then save. So basic information page. Then this study group page, teacher can also add study groups. So if you have smaller groups, but not enough, you can add them by plus. And then also you can edit the names of the groups if you want to, for example, add teacher name to the title of the group. So you can add it by editing. How come it's not shown here? Strange. Perhaps the language. Perhaps used Finnish. This is Finnish course, and then now I have English user interface. So that's why perhaps this is not shown. But if you want to edit the study groups or small groups name, just click the pencil. You can do it. Then there are a lot of pages which are not in use and it's irrelevant, but the learning environments page down here. To this page, you can add links, for example, link to Moodle or link to PedaNet if somebody's using that. So learning environment link or for example, if you have e-material, electronic material, some other place, you can add also them in here. So if you create a Moodle course from Sisu and then copy the address of the course page from Moodle and add it here. So then the students can see in Sisu also the learning environment address. So for example, Moodle and Coppa, if you create them from Sisu, the link is not automatically appearing to Sisu. You have to add it from here, learning environments. But it's not necessary in Moodle case because students can see the Moodle course anyway in their Moodle automatically. One thing is that here's cancel publishing. So if you have noticed some mistakes or something, just edit them. Do not touch cancel publishing button. So what this makes or does is that it's really canceling the whole realization from Sisu. So if the enrollment period is already on, so it's canceling or it's destroying all the enrollments and information from there. If you republish this realization again, it's making a new one. So do not touch cancel publishing button over there. And if you have any problems or questions, just ask your administrative personnel about that. But then one important page is this suggestions for time, room, and timing. This is not very informative, but I think the calendar icon there reminds that this is the window or tab you can change the reservation, room reservations and timing reservations. So suggestion for time and room, time, room and timing. And in this page, you can see all the reservations which have been made to your realization, if any. So if there are already some scheduled teaching and the room reservations, you can see them here. So if you need to edit, for example, in that one is no room reservation for this independent study, so it's not necessary. But if you want to edit this, so it happens from no edit reservations. Yeah. So edit reservations over here. Then the GOVS is opening the calendar. GOVS calendar is a bit complicated to use, but anyway, all the reservations concerning realizations, so teaching, they should be made in this kind of window that there's this green section over here. So if you do the room reservations yourself, I recommend that you search first the realization and enter the realization. I'm just checking that I forgot to check if there's someone in the waiting room lobby. I can't see it. There at the window, okay. So in this calendar, for example, all these calendars are shown. So in this calendar, there's this course happenings, my own happenings, also these groups happenings, and all these study group happenings. So there are some reservations, and I don't know which are these, so I just put the mouse on the reservation, and then it shows that this is really my reservation. It's not this realization's reservation. So you can remove this, for example, if you want to just check the demo one group happenings, you just remove everything else from here. These groups are the planning groups, so 19 students these students have been started from in 19 and 20. So these are only planning groups, that they are no real students in these groups. But anyway, if you want to add a reservation to this demo one, you have to remove all the other groups from here or when you're making the reservation. But let's check how, for example, this reservation looks. Just click the reservation. And if I click edit, I can see more information. So, topic, this is the room time reserved to persons. In this field, reserved to persons, these persons, there can be several. For example, if I add my colleague. So now Lisa and I can edit this reservation if we are both in there. So, but this is also shown in our calendars. So my calendar and Lisa's calendar also. And the realization is important. So this must be also every time in teaching reservations, the realization, and also the teaching group. So which group's reservation? So these fields are important, and also the persons. So if some happening is not shown in your calendar, so perhaps you are not added as a person in that reservation. So person realization and teach group must be correct. And then the space. So searching free rooms happens from here. Search rooms. You can search room by name or code or just by building. For example, if I add Ruusupuisto over there, you can also add room type, for example, computer class or something like that, or minimum number of seats. For example, if I need 12. Let's see what rooms are available in that time. So there are only big, very big, and the lobby rooms in use in Ruusupuisto. So perhaps I don't change the room reservation. But if you want to change, just select here and then you can see both rooms over here, but this is too big for our use. I will remove it. If you take mouse on the room code over here, you can In normal coves, you can see also the picture of the room and the information about that room. Perhaps I show also the other tab, this browse tab over here. If you don't remember which kind of rooms there are in, for example, Agora, you can check it out from browse tab. So here are all listed all the Agora rooms, and their information can be checked over here. So in normal course, there is also a picture of all these rooms, but this is the test course now. Okay, so the teaching reservations must be done in this kind of calendar, and you have to, when you mark the time, and then add at least realization teaching group and to whom, so persons and time and the room over there. About the calendar, if you haven't visited in the calendar view before, these reservations might be so small that you cannot read what's in there. So here in settings, you can change the interval. So I think the default is 1 hour, so the reservations looks like this small. You cannot see right away what's set in there. So settings and interval, for example, 15 minutes, then you can see also the texts on the reservations. There's also a list view where you can see all the reservations as a list, and you can also edit here. For example, if you notice that in these realizations there are no persons marked to that reservation, so you can add also in this list view. And also bulk editing is possible. In calendar view, also one thing which is helping working might be this realization and today. So if you click today, the calendar opens always today's view, but usually it's more convenient that the calendar opens in the beginning of the realization. So I just click the realization word over there, so then it's easier to work. Month and day view also is possible. Perhaps I show also the other reservations than teaching reservations making. So here is the calendar icon. So resource planning and reservations. So if you are checking the reservations you have in Coves, you can enter from Open My Calendar. So if you have some meeting, you need to make a room reservation. It happens from here, for example. But this is working similar that if you want to, for example, check out some rooms. No, let's check Lake's room and my room calendars are now collapsed here. Both reservations made are shown in this calendar now. So this is the room's calendar and my calendar, and this reservation actually is my reservation, but these notes over here, all this information, they belong to the room calendar. So you can add more, also the room calendar to your personal calendar so that you can compare where there is free in your and the room's calendar when you're searching the rooms. But anyway, all the meeting room reservations are make in this kind of calendar. So just mark the time or just click approximately the time you are keeping the meeting, and then topic and searching rooms and persons whose calendar this happening is going to. One thing I have to show from the real calls. So here in the calendar page, so resource planning and reservations. Now you can also make teaching reservations through here, but I recommend that you use the realization for that. But this last one, you can also send or synchronize the Outlook calendar and Gov's calendar. So if you haven't done it, please do. So if you're using Outlook calendars, just click Outlook synchronization and select at least the first two of these. So teaching related reservations and other than teaching related reservations. If you have some studies going on, also the third one might be important. So save. And then, I'm sorry, but this is only in Finnish, but then after saving the settings, this is take your own reservations to synchronization. So you have to also click this button. So then it transfers all the reservations made this far also to the Outlook calendar. So it was here in the calendar and Outlook synchronization, and then at least first two save, and then take the reservations to synchronization line. So this is mainly the actions teacher should do in Govs. Do you have any questions now? I will check. Where's my... No questions in chat. Perhaps we go then to SISU part. So in these slides we have have perhaps I Can you see my slides now?
Yeah, we can see them.
Yeah. So in these slides, there are, I can send these slides to you, or I will add the recording to the Moniviestin and also the slides in there, so I can send you the link and also this material. But these actions I've made, or I showed you, they are also in these slides. But then Sisu. So after the administrative personnel has been published, the realizations information to Sisu, you can observe them in there. So Sisu is, here's the old address. So sisu.jyu.fi is working also. Okay, I have to correct that one. So sisu.jyu.fi. It usually opens up the student view, but you can change the teacher view over here. So in teacher's view, there are tabs: my teaching, my tutors, students, curriculum planning, and teaching calendar. So if you want to check the realizations you have have been editing in Govs, so those realizations can be found from my teaching page. Is some of you who hasn't used ever Sisu? No, anyway, I go through the basics quite fast. Okay, yes. So in my teaching page, you can also see the realizations you have been marked as a teacher. So next year's realizations are my teaching and upcoming teaching. Also in curriculum planning page, you can use search for searching the course information. This is the realization information page or implementation information page. So all these information is edited in Govs. So even though here's the edit button, you shouldn't edit anything in Sisu about this basic information or descriptions and so on, because the Sisu is correcting, or Govs is correcting the or overwriting the all the editing you haven't been made here in Sisu. So all changes or editing needed to be must be made in Govs. Okay, perhaps I go now to Sisu and show from there. Think it's better that way. So this is the test Sisu again, but I select the teacher view. Teacher might use the student view also, and I think the students view for observing how the all the descriptions of the realization or the course is shown. I think the student's view is best for that. So if you search and just write your name, your course's name here, and this info completion methods, and then this is not very informative to show. But anyway, in this student's view, you have the best view of all the information students can see. In the teacher's view, there isn't such place you can see the whole descriptions and so on. But anyway, in teacher's view, there are some actions teacher should or can do. So next year's realizations are here in the upcoming teaching. So perhaps I open this ongoing teaching. So these basic information and description information, these are coming from course, and usually these are the information teacher cannot edit in course also. But the classification depth, this is important. So if you need Moodle course space or that, there are no translations in here, or the mailing lists. So implementation information and classification tab. So the name of the tab is, yes, it's not very informative, but anyway, classification tab, and here you can order. Let's remove that one. Moodle, Coppa, or Tim course space, and also this is the mailing list. I think this is the test, Sisu, and the English title is missing from there. So if you need Moodle course space, add there, and then if you need also a mailing list, add it to the next line, and then save. Then the Moodle course space appears to Moodle in few minutes, and also the mailing list appears. Our mailing list must be finished in Korppi, so it's not ready just by adding here. Moodle course is ready for editing or so after the you have add Moodle in here. Then the enrollment page, or perhaps I go the enrollment settings first in this basic information or implementation information, and then here's enrollment. So Sisu uses usually standard enrollment. It means that there is enrollment period, which usually has been set by the administrative persons. And so enrollment starts and ends before the teaching starts. So enrollment period, the deadline should be before the first meeting or first happening in that realization. And after this enrollment period deadline, the students are transferred to Moodle course space and mailing lists. So teacher cannot see in Moodle or in the mailing lists the students' until the deadline of the enrollment period is over. So students' information is transferred to learning environments and in mailing lists next night after the enrollment period deadline. So that's why it's important that you check the deadline. So is it early enough for your teaching? So if you are, if you need to send some information before the first session or students should know their group choices or their groups before the teaching starts or something like that. So please check that the enrollment period is ending first time in no early enough. So for example, at 1 week before the first session or 2 weeks before the first session. After that, you can also set late enrollment period. So if it's possible also to enroll to this realization after the deadline of the enrollment period is over, you can set the enrollment, late enrollment period over here. So responsible teacher can also edit this. So just click edit and let's see how the settings looks like. So this number of spots mainly comes from goals, but can be changed over here. So standard enrollment means that there's enrollment period, it starts and ends. And then the other choice is enrollment with direct confirmation. It means that if you have some self-study course or something like that, which is open the whole year, you can use also enrollment with direct confirmation. So then when the student is making the registration, the enrollment happens right away, manually or automatically, and then the student's information is sent to Moodle and email list or something like that. So this is also possible, direct confirmation. So the late enrollment period can be added after the first enrollment period. So if there are some students who can join also the teaching after two learning teaching sessions, just put the late enrollment deadline over here so that they can still enroll there or register themselves in that course. So if the late enrollment period is set, the date over here, and then the students can enroll themselves to that period or that realization. So it helps so that then the responsible teacher can accept or can enroll the student also to the realization if she or he has some kind of enrollment in SISU. If the student has no enrollment at all, then the administrative person should or must add the person or the student to the realization. So this helps that the teacher can manage or administer the enrollments if you use late enrollment period. This end date of extended cancellation means that teacher can give time or deadline for that students can cancel their enrollment in that realization. So if you like to allow cancellation also after the enrollment period is over, add then the end date of cancellation. If these both are on, so the cancellation period is on and the late enrollment period is still on, it's also possible that, for example, students can change the groups or the group choices if you have small groups, for example. So allowing these, it helps that students can change the group, small groups, for example, themselves in SISU, in registrations. So these settings are usually made by administrative persons, but also the teacher can change these, even though the enrollment period is already on. So check the ending deadline, that it is early enough, and then perhaps use the late enrollment period. So the enrollment deadline sends after this enrollment deadline, the students' information are sent to Moodle and email list. And when the late enrollment period is on, it works like this direct confirmation. So late enrollment period, the students are added to Moodle course base or email lists right away. So after the enrollment period, the late enrollment period is starting and the students are added right away to the lists and learning environments. So I don't know if anyone uses prioritization criteria or not. So if there are needs to prioritize the students, then also the criteria can be set over here. But they are not very widely used in some units only. So after the enrollment period is over, then here in enrolled students, they are in confirmed enrollments. So all these are accepted to the course, which can be seen in confirmed enrollments. If some student is missing, check the candidates. So here in the candidates, it's one student who hasn't been accepted yet. Just select the student and you can mark as confirmed. Okay, now I changed the student to confirmed enrollments. So under these three dots, there are actions to the enrolled or registered students, removing and so on. So the responsible teacher can administer these enrollments. If you need to check how the students are enrolled to the small groups, here is the study group section, and here show study groups. Okay, not working. This is the test Sisu, I'm sorry. But anyway, show study groups. You can see how the students are divided to different small groups. If you need an Excel file or CSV file, you can also create it from there. There are more information about the students than in these lists in this CSV file. Adding a new student is only possible administrative personnel. So in teacher's view, there is no add new students. That's why it's important that the student first enrolls, for example, during the late enrollment period, and then teacher can accept or confirm their enrollment by him or herself. So, enrollment actions are here in the implementation information. There are enrollment settings, but the students can be seen in this enrolled students. Then the evaluation page. So first you have to choose the student, give the grade and the date. If there are several credits for that course, also the credits, but this is only 4 credits course. So grade, and then this grade must be verified, so sent to the register. So first, sorry, keep grade over there. Now the grade is shown over there, and then we go to verification page and verify, so it's sending the grade to register. If you notice that after the verification there's a mistake, or the student retakes a test or gets a better grade, then all the corrections now has been made or must be made by administrative personnel. Teacher cannot make corrections to the grades which are sent to register. So giving the grade and then the verification must be done also. After the verification, all those grades which have been sent to register can be observed here, completed credits. But also in this evaluation page, it's coming the green leaves icon over there and status. So this is the test one, so it's not shown, and I couldn't send the to the register. But it's also inactivated this grade in this window when it's sent to register. And also, if you are sending the grades from Moodle to Sisu, so the grades are shown in this view. So there's the green. So confirmed crates over there, the icon. So Sisu crates are coming here, and you must, Moodle crates are coming here or sent here, and then you must verify still the crates to register. About the messages, Sisu is not sending any email. So these are these messages or these ones are can be seen only in Sisu. I'm not sure how much students are using Sisu messages, but mainly I think the email list and Moodle is used for messaging with the students. So now teachers in this time of year, teachers should check the enrollment period and the enrollment check settings that they are correct. And then the information in GOVS. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, I just wanted to, it's not maybe not Sisu related, because you mentioned that for the mailing list we can activate it in Sisu, but then you mentioned that it's not ready yet. Could you tell us or show us what we then still need to do to finish the mailing list?
Yeah, I was coming to that. Yeah.
Okay.
So after the you have added the mailing list in classification tab, you have to go to Korppi also. So it's korppijyu.fi. And here in Korppi, you have groups on the left side. And then the last tab in that page is Sisu groups. So in there, that tab, you can see I don't have the picture of that, but I can show also. But in that Sisu groups page, there are lists of all the possible mailing lists you have created Sisu, so old ones and new ones. So there, from there, you can should search the right course code or course name, which mailing list is concerned, and you can create also a mailing list to whole course or just to your small group. So there are also group mailing lists possible to create. And so after the name is edit, and then you still can edit the name of the list. So the name might be sometimes so difficult, but you can change the name if you edit the list. And then after that, you can use the mailing list either via Korppi, or you can use directly the address of the mailing list from your Outlook email. I don't have Korppi open, so I can show it more precisely later. But anyway, Korppi groups, and there's Sisu groups tab. So there should be shown the mailing list, and then edit or complete it, and you can use it from Outlook directly or from Korppi if you want. And so the also to the mailing list, the students' information is transferred after the the enrollment period ends. What are the other things I had here? Not enrollments, evaluation, that. Okay, here are the links. But then I have some FAQ questions we have had in support. So perhaps I also tell about these things. So quite often is asked, for example, this, that I've created a course space from Sisu, for example, to Moodle, and it's not there. Quite often the reason for that is that I go back that the Moodle and the mailing lists are in the same row. So first you add Moodle and then you add on top of it mailing list, and then the only mailing list is the last choice is remaining there. So if in the classification tab in Sisu Moodle text is not shown, then the Moodle course space is not created. So they, if you need mailing list and the learning environment, so there should be shown both names in the classification tab. So both are in separate rows. That's quite often that the second one is going to the same line than the first choice. But anyway, the course area is appearing automatically in few minutes. And the second thing is that in Moodle, the course space will go to the future courses tab or view. So if you have their ongoing courses view in the desktop or there, so I can show it from, or I have all here. So in the classification tab, both Moodle and the mailing list should be on the there, so it should be shown there if they're both in use, and there should be added to separate lines, and then save. And in Moodle, this course overview, there are different kinds of overviews. So usually the default is in progress overview, but you can change it, for example, all, or if you haven't done anything, so the next year's courses are in future. So Moodle is putting the courses to three categories: in progress, future, and past, according to the course deadlines. So if the starting date is in the future, then the course is in the future category. And if the end date of the course is over, then the course is moved to past courses in Moodle. But you can change the overview to all, then all the courses are shown in the first page, or you can also star by making start so the your favorite courses can be lift up to this overview by starring them. So these are the main reasons for course not shown in, for example, Moodle. And this is important that if you are wondering that students are not in Moodle or mailing list, the reason for that is that the enrollment period is still on. Usually that, so the students are transferred or sent their information to environments and email lists off the night after the registration period ends. And also that a student should be in confirmed, the enrollment should be confirmed. So if it's in candidate section, this information is not sent. So only confirmed enrollments can be sent to Moodle or mailing list. If some students are not sent to from Sisu to Moodle, so for example, if somebody is late enrolled to the realization, check that it's confirmed and not candidate. And also sometimes happens so that Moodle has somehow disappeared, the Moodle connection has disappeared from Sisu. So you have created the Moodle course base, and after that something happens, and while editing it, the Moodle is disappeared from Sisu. So just add the Moodle back to that classification tab, and the connection is working again. The enrollment deadline when it's ending, that's quite often asked. For example, in the basic information tab or implementation information tab, there's this summary box where you can see the important deadlines or important dates of the realization. It might be also closed. You can open it from the blue tab over there. Then about the changing the enrollment period. So responsible teacher can change the enrollment periods, and while the registration or enrollment time is on, you can still edit the ending deadline and add, for example, the late enrollment period. So enrollment period must end before the first session of teaching, and after that you can also set the late enrollment period. And this is also that, how can I allow that students can remove their enrollments or registrations to the realizations just by adding the extended cancellation period. They can do it themselves. Okay, that one I already showed, that course deadline is over and Moodle course disappeared. Oh, this is a bit different. So this is quite often asked also. So after the course deadline is over, Moodle course is transferred to past courses category. So by changing the overview choice. The courses are still there. They haven't been vanished anywhere, or they have been deleted. And it is still in use, even though it's in the past courses category. But if there is a really a need to change the ending date of the Moodle course, it means that you have to change the date of the SISU implementation if this Moodle course space is created by SISU. So this date changing happens in govs, and only the administrative staff can do it. Eli Moodle course is not vanishing anywhere. It's in use as long as teacher him or herself hides the course. And if the date must be edited, then only the administrative personnel can do it in GOVs. But it's not necessary to change the dates because of the Moodle course space. And this one I also mentioned already. Email. SISU is not sending any email. It's only SISU messages function over there. Mailing lists are the most reliable way to send emails. But if you are using Moodle course space, also from Moodle, email is sent it, unless the student hasn't prevent that Moodle can send email. So in Moodle, student can also prevent that no emails are coming to him or her. So that must be keep in mind. And after the registration period has ended, the students can, or you, teacher can use the mailing list or Moodle for sending the information. And the grade corrections, only the administrative personnel can do it. Sometimes in SISU calendar, students or also teachers, SISU calendar can be seen canceled reservations. This is SISU's feature. If you delete a reservation before that there is only 1 month or less to the event, then that teaching event, if you delete it, the reservation in GOVs, then the event shows as a cancelled event or cancelled reservation in SISU calendar. So 1 month or less before the event, and if you cancel or if you delete the reservation, it's shown in SISU calendar as a cancelled reservation, cancelled happening. So this can be used, for example, if you want to give information to students that this event is cancelled. But for sudden cancellations, please note that it's updated overnight. So during the night, the updating from GOVs to SISU is made. So if you know today that you are sick or something like that, you can delete the reservation and it's shown tomorrow in the student's calendar in SISU. But if you don't want that students see any cancellations about, for example, postponed events, you just edit the time of the reservation in GOVS. So the room reservation, if you edit the time or the room also, it's not any special, it doesn't have any special notification in that. So mainly editing the reservations is okay, but if sometimes you want to notify students about the cancelled reservation, then also this can be used. So a month then less to the event, the cancellation is notified if you delete the reservation. But if you edit the reservation, then it's no notification in SISU night, in SISU calendar. Okay, that was all in my slides.